Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time to head down to Dade County and check in with the mayor who's up on everything. Carlos Jimenez joins us this morning. Mayor, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Joe. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. We got a nice long weekend coming up. You're in South Florida. I mean, you don't need anything else, do you, Mayor?
No, man. That can't get any better than that.
Well, listen, we got a lot of things to get caught up on. The soccer group, they come in, they make a little splash, they make presentations, and then they disappear. What's the latest? What's the latest on our soccer team in Miami?
Well, now the next move is for them to go to the city of Miami and get some zoning changes, but that's not going to happen until after November. So that's not. Don't worry about it. It's still moving along. They have to be, I guess, awarded the franchise, which I think they will. And then from then, they'll go to the city of Miami and try to get the zoning changes because they do need some zoning changes in the city. Plus, they also have to close the streets. So that stuff is probably going to happen later on in the year.
Mayor, there is going to be a soccer team here, an MLS team here, in your opinion?
Yes, I believe there will be. Again, it's all up to MLS to decide whether they're going to give the franchise, and I think they will. And then once that happens, they're done with our part at the county. And I do believe that the city will, in the end, give the zoning variances that they need in order to construct the stadium. I mean, you know, you've got a group of people that are going to construct the $250 million stadium on their dime, and then at the end pay property taxes. I think it's a pretty good deal for everybody.
Okay. And the other one that we had to get to is what's going on with new ownership. What are you hearing? I know you know Jeb Bush. I think you know Marcus Lemonis as well.
Yes.
What's your thought on that deal happening? Who do you like as a front runner? Give me a little bit on that team.
I like the Mosses too. They're good people. They're Miami people.
Oh, you're part of that Columbus team, man. Those are all your guys. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Okay. So yeah, we're all pretty tight. Look, I don't know anything really more than you guys know that in terms of who's ahead and what the price is. I read today again that I always thought that 1.3 was a little high for that team, and so I'm reading that the people that are bidding are also telling the Loria that it's too high. So we'll see what happens. I don't expect this thing to be done until after next March, and so maybe they'll announce a sale to a group, but I don't believe that that's going to be done until after next March.
And the reason you're saying that is so they don't have to pay you guys any money. Is that correct?
I think that's a pretty good reason, Joe. Okay, I think if I had, I have this great crystal ball, I just got something tells me that this isn't going to happen until March.
Yeah.
Okay.
When that deal gets done, it's going to be like, listen, this is when we're going to officially close. It's when I don't owe the county or city any money at all, and I get to keep it all. I'm just curious. You going out for All-Star Weekend? You staying away? What are you doing on that with the big weekend, Home Run Derby and All-Star Game coming?
I was hoping to watch, catch the Home Run Derby. I think that's a lot of fun, and then maybe catch the All-Star Game. So yeah, maybe I'll stick around and do that. And also, I think that definitely going to stick around for El Clasico later on in the month. There at the Hard Rock with Real and and Barcelona.
Oh, that's going to be great.
That's going to be. It's almost like a Super Bowl. So that's really unbelievable, and prices are unbelievable. But I think it's going to be a really really good time.
Were you surprised they got that done? Did that surprise you a little bit that the two top soccer teams in the world playing each other here?
Was I surprised about it?
Were you surprised they were able to work that out?
I think that. That Steve Ross and his group were working on that for a while, and I know that they flew to Barcelona or Madrid and saw one, and then somehow it all hinged on somebody winning or losing, and then they got the ball to bounce their way, and they got the deal. Good for us, good for Steve Ross, and that organization, and good and a really good thing for South Florida, because the interest in that game is unbelievable, you know, in this hemisphere.
Mayor, just one other thing about the Marlins. I guess the big thing is, because it's a lot of money when you start talking about more than $1 billion. It's got to be, and we talked to Marcus Lemonis about, who obviously knows a thing or two about turning businesses around and getting them the upside. He was on the other day, and he was just, his presentation of what it takes and connecting with your fan base and basically all the things the Marlins aren't doing right now. Do you agree with that? The upside could be big for somebody to get it turned around and get people fired up about baseball again?
I think it's just a matter of the organization. Also, commitment. Commitment to excellence, not commitment to the bottom line. And so I hope that the new ownership group, I'm confident that the people that are involved in those in the ownership group, the three groups, they're all people that are committed to putting a quality product and hopefully bringing a championship down back to our town. And so that's the difference: commitment to excellence versus commitment to making a profit or putting as much money in your pocket. That's where I think that a new ownership group is needed. I also think the new ownership group is needed because of the credibility factor, and people still a little bit upset with how that stadium got built and financed, basically on our backs.
Right.
I think we need to turn the page and move on. It is a beautiful stadium. We have Major League Baseball, and hopefully a new ownership group can, rally the fan base. But again, also, Joe, Miami is, we love winners.
Yeah, right? I agree.
It's if you're winning, they're going to come. And if you're not winning, then they're not. And that's just the way we've been here forever. And frankly, I'm okay with that because we don't tolerate losing too well down here. And if you do tolerate losing, then I guess you're going to be a loser. We're not. We don't tolerate losers. If you want to make money here, if you want to be profitable, et cetera, you got to give us a good product, and that's what we deserve down here in Miami.
And the other thing is, I've always believed, and I tell people this, and sometimes they roll their eyes, I still believe this is a great baseball era. We got a lot of people have grown up that love baseball. We've had great baseball players from schools like Columbus, as well as other schools in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. that have gone on. Columbus got a great baseball
team.
Columbus is a great baseball team. It always has had a great baseball team. So, yeah, there's a deep tradition here at baseball. We just haven't had a really good product. And I want to see a really good product in that stadium because I think it's really going to rock.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's all. I just wanted to make sure you were bored. How's your relationship with the owner of the Marlins right now? I'm not trying to stir it up. Is it any better?
No. There's really not a relationship with the owner. I speak to David Sampson every once in a while. It's not unfriendly. I mean, I don't.
Right.
They did what they did. I mean, I can't blame them for what they did. I mean, it's really wasn't their fault. It was the fault, I guess, of people that gave them what they said they wanted. So that's all, So, they did what they did, and it's unfortunately that maybe government didn't do what it was supposed to do.
All right, and finally, I've been dying to talk to you about all the mayors were in town. Did you go out with those guys and hang out a little bit with all? Is there any crazy ass mayors around this country that were in town that partied like just couldn't get enough of Miami?
I believe that they had the largest number of mayors in a U.S. conference of mayors ever to attend. Are they crazy right now? Look, I keep to myself and all that. I mean, everybody was pretty nice, and no, I didn't see anybody go
crazy.
No, they didn't go crazy, but they had a good time, and that's really part of the whole appeal of South Florida is that they had a really good time. And I tell you that Phil Levine from Miami Beach put on a great, great show, and I wouldn't be surprised if the mayors would want to come back in the next couple of years because I think they had a good time, and Phil put on a great show.
Good stuff. Mayor, as always, have a great 4th of July, and thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Likewise, Joe. Have a great one. May God bless y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.